Our eternal Father, we return to you thanks and praise this evening, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come to your house. Your house is a spiritual clinic for your people. We are both physical and spiritual sicknesses and diseases are attended to by your power. We thank you for your cares over our lives since the beginning of this week. Last time we gathered here was Sunday, and you have been our help in our going out and our coming here. Lord, we return to you glory and honor. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. We have assembled in your presence. Lord Jesus, we have come with desires in our hearts. Master Savior, we just trust you this evening that the little time we have to exalt ourselves from this living oracle of the Almighty God, that the feet of the Son of God will be imparted to us, Lord, to get all our blessings, all our desires for healing of our body, for filling of the Holy Spirit, for deliverance from one addiction or bad habit or the other, from the affliction of the devil, Lord, from whatever that we have desired, Lord, that we have placed before you, or that your word will create in our heart, the desire that your word will create in our hearts, Lord, that we shall present unto you. Master, graciously may you attend unto us. Let there be nothing hindering our blessings, Lord, this evening. Give us a wonderful time of fellowship. Have your way, dear Father. At the end of it, let your name be glorified. We remember those still on their ways, and those also on the hookup line, Master, that we address the need of everyone. You have what we have need in your hands. Lord, may you increase our faith. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Praise be to God. Quickly, let's open our Bible to Exodus chapter 17. As we read just two verses there, and then we read Mark chapter 9. It's Exodus chapter 17 from verses 5 and 6.
Exodus chapter 17, verses 5 and 6.
And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smootest the river. Take it in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. To come, please be seated.
Well, the first part that I read was where the prophet read to preach on the title, the ever-living water from the rock. So for my own emphasis is on Mark chapter 9, verse 23, based on Exodus 17 that we have just read. God bless you. Well, this is the first time that I'm coming here after the convention. So let me just express my appreciation to God also for the success of this year's convention and the way God has blessed his people during the convention. I'm one of those people that were blessed. We are still feasting on the blessings. And so on this basis, we must sustain the blessing. Let's sustain the blessing. Let's keep adding more. You know, to see more of the blessings unveiling. I believe that, you know, ministers have preached after that. You know, they must have addressed many other issues. But, you know, somehow, God has the way of meeting our needs. God bless you. So, this evening, just within this available time, God's word is controlled by a law. And the law of faith. That's what I want to look at. But first, before we go deeply into it, let me read from this sermon here. And that is by faith, Moses, preaching 1958, July 20. The prophet says that, paragraph 26, by faith, Moses, the only sermon in the series. There is no way to ever please God only by faith. Paragraph 36. The scripture plainly states it that way, and it is by faith. And without faith, says the scripture, it is impossible to please God. And so if faith disagrees with science, and science disagrees with faith, that puts them at edge at each other, conflicting. Then we must take a choice as Moses did. By faith we believe. Now, if we lose faith, then we will never get a prayer answered by God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, if we lose faith, our prayers are annulled. We get nowhere. So, we must look for a way of sustaining our faith. The blessings that we have accumulated. Of course, we speak as humans to say that. Because we have been taught by the prophet that if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't come to the church to be built up. You are always built up. So you only feed more. So you only had more. As a Christian, as you hear, there is no way you are going to lose your blessing. Because the source of the blessing resides inside of you. So, but the people that are eating the manna outside, they are the ones that can lose their faith. Praise be to God. But we are encouraged by the scripture that we must attain higher ground. And that's what we want to look this evening. So now, if we lose faith, then we will never get a prayer answered by God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. We emphasized this before. Diligently, not people who leisurely or at random when it is convenient, when I have the time. It's not people who wants to get something from God. They don't get it like that. People who diligently, with all their focus, all their attention, whatever it will take. Let me draw this a little example. Those among our graduates will understand what I'm trying to say. When you are in the final year, especially your last semester, Esther and the rest of them, in your last semester of your 400 level, you are more serious with your exam than the previous one, isn't it? Because a blunder in any of the papers will make you to have extra semester, extra year. Because that paper you are taking will be in second semester. So you are dead serious about it. So the type of commitment that we put into that will be different from the one you have been putting all along. Because you know you are hitting the end of it. So that is the kind of diligence that we are expected to apply in getting whatever we need from our God.
Praise be to God.
And this diligence we talk about, they are well spelled out in the scripture. The scripture gives the instruction about them.
Amen.
All right? Who diligently seek after him. So if we lose faith, our prayers are annulled, we get nowhere. So it is all that we can think of this morning is to hold on to faith. Then if we lose faith, all our hopes are gone. And if we lose faith, all our spiritual realities are gone. For you cannot have faith in things you see, for the things that you see are all perishable.
Praise be to our God.
We are grateful to God that the prophet has been greatly used of God to bring us the mind of Jehovah. And when we read the Bible and we read the message, we gives us the interpretation of the Bible that we read for us to have an understanding to know what God is saying in any part of the scripture. You consult the prophet for any verse, any chapter, and you want to understand what God is saying about that, the message that is there. Look at what the prophet, God has spoken through the prophet about it. And then you are talking about God's mind. Then when you know that, you know you have the mind of God. Praise be to God. Now, from the sermon, ever living, ever present water from the rock. That's not my title. Though, where you can just put a colon in the front and say, faith is operated. The word of God is operated, is controlled by a law.
So, if I go to the law, this other one. But it's okay.
But I just want that title. The word of God is controlled by a law. How the word of God works. It works by a set law of God. And if we come by that law, we apply that law. We get what that word says. Praise be to God. I'm reading from paragraph 145, the ever-living, ever-present water from the rock. You see, what does that tree? Now, the background to this part I'm reading comes from the prophet. Interaction with an hood. What's the name of this man? The man was an Eden. Eden didn't believe God. The prophet went to hunt and together with brother Woods, they got into his farm. You will remember that man. The prophet began to talk to him about nature, and through that, the man got converted. Because what he has seen in reality, which he felt that was not common. And it was not common, truly. And he said, anytime he sees that man, he's going to ask him, how was he able to discern, you know, this other, the disease in the life of this person? Which he was aware of the condition of that person. He was aware of it. He knew it. That how on earth could this man, but he could not get in touch with God, with Abraham. But somehow, as the Bible says, he needed to pass this way. God directed the path of the messenger of the age, who the person who has the key of eternal life, to pass his way, because he was an ordained son of the living God. You know, that's why we say salvation belongs to God. He is the only author of salvation. Anyone whose salvation is meant for is the responsibility of God. The man at his old age, he has been holding something in his mind, operating as never going to church. And finally, the time for his coming home. I mean, coming home, that is coming to meet his God. And he saw salvation of God before he saw death. So, Brabham was now recanting the experience he had with this man. So, it was the experience of the prophet with this man that led to this part of the quote that we are talking about. You see, What does that tree? What intelligence runs that down?
You remember what the prophet was talking with this man. Our time is not enough. So that's why I'm trying to do that. It is a law.
Can you display it? 147.
Ever pressing water from the rock. Yeah. It is a law that God has set in order. And that law is God's law that will take care of the subject. Amen. You know, I don't care how much you cry out. I say now, it ain't going to. The sun is ain't going to shine no more this summer. It will shine anyhow.
Because there is the law controlling it. The only way that you have to deal with that law
to stop it. And Joshua did that. And the law of faith that can do it.
How much you are going to say, I'm not going to let night time come. It will come anyhow. Because the thing that we live on, called the world, is controlled by a law of God. Now, brethren and sisters, I want to ask you something. Then, if we are born again of the Spirit of God, God doesn't have little weak parts and big strong parts. He is altogether God. And if you had enough of God in you, till it was just barely a shadow, that's enough power to make a new heart.
And that's if we are Christian filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's enough power to make a new moon and a new system. It is God. And it is strong. And right now, every believer in here has life eternal, which is God's Spirit in you, enough power that will raise up the dead, that will heal the sick, that will set up things in conditions. But you, it is controlled by a law. You see, that Spirit that is in you, you are sons and daughters of God. That same Spirit that you got in you will raise yourself up at the day of resurrection.
Yeah.
Jesus, when he was here on earth, when he died, he so descended into hell and preached to the spirit, that when in prison, the souls in prison, that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. His body went into the grave, but before he died, he committed his spirit into the hands of God. His spirit went to God, his soul went to hell, and his body went to the grave.
Now you watch. What happened here, it was God's word that was in display. Now when that happened to, and that was the Lord himself, and that's the way he has written it, the Spirit went to, into your hand I commend my Spirit. And then his soul went to hell, and then his body in the grave.
Now he couldn't resurrect until the number of days the scriptures stipulated were accomplished.
That was God's law.
He could not, despite that he was God himself, he couldn't come out of the grave until the stipulated time by the scripture.
The 3 days. And we know the 3 days, they were not 72 hours. In the evening of Friday, he was crucified. He spent the whole day of Saturday there, 24 hours. And early Sunday morning, around 4 or 5 there about or earlier, he rose.
So calculate that. It's not 72 hours. So not even up to 24.
Whatever.
But Friday, a day. Saturday, a day. Sunday, a day. Make it 3 days.
So he fulfilled that. Praise be to God. So he fulfilled the 3 days. He said in Jonah, he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so also the Son of Man must be.
It's exactly the same. There is no distortion of the scripture. Because he will not suffer, he will not leave his soul in another, will he suffer his only one to see corruption. That scripture must apply.
Praise be to God.
As the word of God applies to him, that's how he applies to everybody that is a child of God.
Amen.
Alright?
He's controlled by a law, the spirit that is in you. Okay,
paragraph 148. Jesus, when he was here on earth,
I think we read that. Alright.
Yeah, his soul went to hell and his body went to the grave. And Jesus was barred out from resurrection until the scripture could be fulfilled. He was barred out of resurrection. He couldn't resurrect until the scripture, this stipulated by the scripture.
Which means God's word must of necessity be fulfilled. God himself doesn't break his word. So if he makes a promise, he's not going to break it. So we might as well rest in him. And that is what Isaiah chapter 26 verse, is it verse 3 that says that you will keep him in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed on, thee. When the word of God is revealed to you and is settled in your mind, you are done. You are a victor. Because faith is our victory. And when we die, our soul, I haven't finished that. Yeah. It was barred out from resurrection until the scripture could be fulfilled. He could not come back because he had to stay in the grave for 3 days and nights. But when the scripture was all fulfilled, this bar was taken away. His spirit descended to his soul, his soul to his body, and he rose again. And we die, and when we die, our souls will go under the altar of God, where I was privileged to see a few mornings ago. As you know, in the vision, where the Bible speaks of our spirit, we go to God who gave it, and our bodies shall return to the dust of the earth. But someday, when the scripture is fulfilled, our spirit will be released from God. We pick up the soul and the soul to the body. And the power that will raise us up is right in us now. We are now in heavenly places. We are now in the power of the resurrection. Praise be to God. We know the order of resurrection as the prophet has taught us in rapture. Those from the sixth dimension who are in their theophany will come first. Those who are asleep, we will not prevent them. Those who we are alive will not prevent those who are asleep. Yeah, for the dying, dead in Christ shall rise first. Praise be to God. Yes, if there wasn't a law, if there wasn't a law to that, sons and daughters of God could create them a war out here and go to live a private life on it. Yes. That is what that Holy Spirit inside of us is. That's the power that the Holy Spirit is. That's the power that you have. That's the power that I have. If God does not regulate it by law of faith, we are tired of Nigeria. We just speak and go and create another place. And we go there. We, by the spoken word, we will create our own economy. This present place is disgusted. Very disgusting, rather. We are so tired of it. But if not because God is exercising, he controls it. Each of us will have created a war. And then you go and live there comfortably. The type of peace, what will happen in the millennium, we will have created it. But God must regulate it. You see? Because there are many things that are connected to that. Oh, why will you preach the gospel to the sinners? You are saved to save others. So we must roughen it together and come out unscattered by the grace of God. You see? Yeah. The power that is in you will make. If you got a shadow of the power of God in you, you got power to do it. God is omnipotent. See what I mean? The power that is in you, you can speak a word into existence and go live on it. Hallelujah. There you are. That is who Christians are. Christians, that's who we are. We have that power. And of course, if it's not regulated by God, it will be something else altogether. The people that God does not want to deliver, we will deliver them. But that will be contrary to God. And that is why it's controlled by faith. And God is the one that gives that faith. That is what power is in the church now, but it is controlled by a law. And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It's the law of faith. Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe.
And that's why we read.
All things are possible to them that believe. And if you can believe it, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Whatever God will lead your soul, God leading your soul to believe. That's yours. And it is God that gives us the measure of faith according to his will for our lives. According to his plans for our lives. He gives us the measure of faith. That's why some we have bully faith, some we have just little faith. It is still God regulating. It is not because this person is the one doing it. Neither is this person. That's why Abraham will tell us that he's not the one. But that because God has chosen him before the world began, that he will be the vessel that God will use for this. And that is why every vessel that God will choose, he gives them the grace and the ability. Yes, sir. Every place, the sole of your feet, and if you can believe it, whatsoever God, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours.
That is your own.
And now, to believe it, is God giving you revelation of it. It becomes part of you, and that's when that is yours. It becomes your own possession. It becomes your own blessing. It could be physical, it could be spiritual. Whatever God will direct your soul to believe, not you directing yourself, but God directing your soul to believe it, that is yours. God directed the soul of Abel to see the right way to worship. Was it not Abel's blessing? He worshipped by virtue of that, and he was called a righteous man. Because righteousness comes by God's revealed truth. No man on the heart will be righteous outside of the revelation of God's will be made unto them. That was why Abraham was righteousness was counted unto him, because he believed God. It was revealed to him. And that's why the prophet told us that God is infinite. Whatever he did for the first time, he will continue to do it. And that's why we are seed of Abraham. The way God dealt with Abraham, that's why he's dealing with every son and daughter of Abraham. Is by faith. Praise be to God. Alright? So, and every place the soles of your feet shall set upon by faith, God gives it to you. Amen. It is yours. You possess it. If you can find the key to this law of faith that opens it to you, you see what I mean? That power is controlled. If you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, that never leaves you. It is with you all the time, but your faith gets away from me, but it's still there.
Hallelujah.
When you are saved, God gives you faith to rise from the muck of the earth. Your faith overcomes the things of the world. What is your faith? Your faith is that act that God has done in you.
That's the experience of the Holy Ghost baptism.
That's the experience of not thinking, not a thought.
Like Brother Sam was emphasizing here, some believe that the Holy Ghost is a thought, and they said the devil is a thought.
They are deceived. The devil will blast them. The experience of the act of God in your life. You see? And your faith is that act that God has done in you. To make you a son of God. You quit your lying, you quit your stealing, you quit your drinking, because your faith raises you up above it. Not you.
That is what Galatians chapter 2, I think verse 21 was saying. When Proper was saying, nevertheless, he said,
not I, but the faith of the Son of God, by the faith of the Son of God. And that faith is the act of God in a person, which is the Holy Spirit.
To make you a son of God, you quit that line, yes, because your faith raises you up above it.
Amen. If you don't do it, you don't have any faith. If you don't rise above the things of the world, you don't have that faith, the faith of the Son of God. You only have intellectual faith. You see, and by faith are you saved, and that through grace. And as much as your faith will release, that is how much power you can have. You know, because you know, the prophet said we don't pray for power, we pray for faith. Because we already got the power. So our power is manifested by the amount of faith that can be displayed. Our faith is what operates our power. Yes. That is how much power you can have, because in you dwell the power to make heavens and earth.
No wonder the prophet calls us amateur God.
Little creators.
Yeah, that's what the prophet said. Pastor always says,
so if God gives birth to sons and daughters, they will be God.
Creators. Creators of righteousness. Creators of good atmosphere. Creators of godly atmosphere. Creators of peace, not trouble, not confusion. Creators. Creators of love over hatred.
And that is the power to overcome. You see?
But it's your faith. Jesus said, God dwells in you, and you are sons and daughters of God. Amen. There you are. But it is your faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You see, he's repeating it the second time. Verily I say unto you, if you say unto this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt, but believe that what you have said, you will have it. Then, what kind of people ought we to be, having faith in this great redeeming Christ that lives in us, this smiting rock that never leaves the church? I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The ever presence of the great gusher of salvation and power that pour forth from Calvary into the church. The ever presence of the living God. The great flowing smiting rock that goes with us in our journey.
Now the prophet gave us, and just briefly, the prophet gave us also in the sermon Faith that is preached in 1961, August 13th. Let me just replay there. Okay. You can just get it up for us. I think I was having it here.
Let me give you the paragraph to open.
Are you there? So open this paragraph for me. Paragraph two. Okay, let's jump that. Let's come to 20. Paragraph 20.
So as we random. You have one thing to do to be righteous, that is have faith in God. For by faith are you saved. By faith are you healed. By faith you get everything that you have. See? It is by faith that you believe it. Now believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and die,
and thy household shall be saved. Alright. Let me see if I can get something very quick there.
Okay? Open it. Just go down a little bit.
Go down. It's the law that we want to get into. All right. Just wait here. The sun is controlled by the heart, the turning of the earth. You can't just make the sun do one thing, then say, I believe I want to sleep a little long. This is how the law operates.
I want to sleep a little too long.
Son, stay. That was not like Joshua.
There was a need for it.
And God gave that law to Joshua. He gave him the faith that he needed to put the sun to a stop, to accomplish the program.
Because God already promised that he gave them the land. And the enemy wanted to, you know, make them to... He wanted to extend the period. Because if it got dark... And they have not done justice to the enemies, they will go and regroup. Or they will escape. And it will be difficult for them. And Joshua looked at it as a warrior and said, God, I need more time.
And the faith came on him
because he's been feeding on that word. According to the instruction given to him, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate there day and night. You know that if you go back to that scripture, you will see that we are the one that will make our ways prosperous. We are the one that will bring good successes to ourselves.
Please display before we come back here. Oh God, please, just a little. It's been a long time I preached. Like, the last time I preached was when I preached on, who can remember it? The bad pains. That was the Sunday that Brother Sam was not able to preach, coming from the wedding of Bro Peter. Can you remember that? That was last time. Yeah.
So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall observe, you shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do.
One, you are to, it must not depart from your mind, you must keep reciting it, studying it,
meditate on it, and then observe to do according to all,
no part,
that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way, thou shall make thy way. Blessing,
and also in Isaiah, I think chapter 1, verse 18 says, is it verse 18, whatever, is there, if they are willing and obedient, they will hear the best of the land.
Obedience brings blessing. Obedience to that.
Yeah, that's all right.
They hear the good of the land. So, according to all that is written there, for then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success.
Not just any success.
Good success. Prosperity and good success comes by obeying God's word. God's own definition of it. God's prosperity, God's good success comes by obedience to God's word.
May God be our help.
I know Joshua saw that, and that was why he had the faith to call upon it. Now, what we are saying now because of our time, if you walk according to, I want to sleep a little longer, hold off an hour, you don't do it. The son will not, he won't listen to you. I want to sleep more. Don't money should not break yet. It will break. You will only go to your work late.
And you pay penalty for it.
Hold off. It won't do it, see, because there is a law. If you will walk according to that law, well, then everything will be all right. If you go to bed in time, you can wake up in time. That's the law for that.
Go down.
I mean, like we got the Lake Superior, Lake Ontario, Lake Huron, and all those great lakes up here. We got tens of thousands, times thousands of acres of ground out in Nevada, and California, Arizona, and New Mexico. That's burning up with it. Burning up for that water of land that will raise anything. You will feed the whole world out there if you only had this water up here, down there. And it won't bother that because it is spring-fed. Just as soon as it goes out, just come up, just level again, because gravitation hold is there. Well, now, if you can walk according to the law of gravitation, you can take all these great lakes and water that whole country out there and feed the whole world. Nobody will be hungry. But you can't sit here and say, yeah, I see it. Sure. You go to go do it.
Now, we have a well at the back. We have a borehole here.
Water is inside the rock. And we need water to serve us here. And now we sit down and we say, oh God, we can be fasting and be praying for 365, 1/4 days and be fasting. Oh God, we need water. At best, what will happen is rain will fall in this season. Because there is something we are supposed to do. And that is bore, either dig a well, and if the well is not getting through, sink a borehole. So now, sinking a borehole now is not all. You must get something that will pull the water from that place to where you are going to use it. And then we serve it to all the toilets and every other place. So once we need water, we don't need to shout and say, oh God, give us water. It's just for the man to say, no water in the toilet, water everywhere, and just say, oh, please go and choose all the pump. Is it a matter of prayer? No. He's following a law. So the word of God is there. It is faith. Just believe. Just believe. The devil will remove his hands. The only thing that makes the devil to keep his hold upon us is unbelief. There are sometimes God permits certain things for miracle to happen.
Are you getting that?
Yeah. There are, you know, in certain things there are exceptions. God allowed that exceptions in the scripture.
Let me give you an example of that.
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit.
What happened in the day of Cornelius?
They were filled with the Holy Ghost before they were baptized. There are some exceptions you see in the scripture. So you must understand what we are saying. So God, the only thing that removes Satan's hand from our lives is when he sees that faith and we apply that faith to the promise of God's word, and we stand there, you can't withstand it. You cannot withstand it. That's why the prophet will tell us that if God will reveal to me that George Washington will rise up here. The prophet said that's a great faith. He said it gives me great faith. He said nothing will prevent that thing from happening. But we are not asking for that. Because it's a different realm that God operates with. He can also operate with us. We can always desire it. And that's why the prophet said that how do you have this faith as a Christian that you feel with the Holy Spirit? He said keep feeding on God's word. Just like Joshua was commanded, meditate on it. You know, it should not depart from our mouth. Then we must observe to do all that is written there. That's when we have victory over the enemy. We'll be able to conquer our enemy. Sometimes when we don't have enough time, God will do something for us. Most of the testimony we come to give, there are supernatural events of God, interventions of God in our lives. There is no testimony that anybody comes to give here that does not involve the supernatural of God there.
May the Lord be our blessing. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves to God.
He's the one that gives faith. We can't manufacture it.
And the ladder is prayer that we used to attend that great faith. With him that believeth, all things are possible. There is nothing that is impossible for you and me if we believe.
And as a man thinketh in his heart,
so you see,
whatever God will direct your heart to believe, that is yours.
Faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's a great privilege to sit down and hear God's word, that we steer our heart to believe God for the impossible, to believe God for the promises he has made, to believe God for things that are also possible. Yes, because for him that believe, all things are possible. All things. For us to retain our spiritual realities, our faith must be constant. If we lose faith, we lose our spiritual reality. If we lose faith, we don't get any prayer answered. Even when we lose faith, we displease God. Because faith is only by faith that we please him. But we ask him to help us. And those who are trusting. Now this faith we talk about. We ask God to give us faith in prayer. We ask God to give us revelation of his word when we hear it, so that that faith can be resident in our heart. Shall we pray? Well, we don't know whether you have a request or so that the servant of God can commit us to God's hand for a help of faith. I need this faith that God will pour that inspiration of faith upon me. He will pour it upon you. God bless.
Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word that we have heard. Lord, how that Lord, your word is controlled by the law of faith. We thank you very much, Lord, for thus far your grace has brought us in this spiritual journey. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for testimonies that your children have had than the years, than the months, than the weeks and days. We thank you because just as the servant have said, all those things are manifestation of your supernatural intervention. We thank you. And your word has told us that faith cometh by hearing your word. And Lord, this subject of faith is about the oldest sermon. And Lord, it can never be overemphasized. Because your word said that without this faith, we cannot please you. Lord, even the world said we understand that it was put together by faith through your word, that the things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. Everything, Lord, that is worth repeating, Lord, is what, O God, appreciating on anything was achieved and accomplished by faith in your word. Lord Jesus, knowing that these laws, this law, these things are put together by your own law, and your law is your word. Master Jesus, we have been told that this word of God should dwell richly in our hearts. Master, may you help every one of us to constantly meditate in this word, to give ourselves wholly unto it, Lord, as Paul admonished Timothy. Help us, dear Father, that, Lord, it will form our conversation, it will form our meditation, it will form every aspect of us. Your prophet said we can only have faith as you give us faith. And we have been told step by step how this faith can come. Be our help, Heavenly Father. The things that fill our heart, they are the things that will dominate our life. We pray, dear Jehovah God, that you will let your word constantly be our meditation. Help us as we pray, dear God, that we know how to pray and what to pray for. We know somebody that doesn't know what your word is cannot even pray right. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Tonight, O God, as we go into prayers, may your spirit quicken this word unto us, that we might pray according to your way. And as we pray, give us faith to believe that we might possess all these blessings, Lord, that you have purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, dear Father. We pray your spirit will expatiate this word further in our heart, Lord, that not just this time, but as we continue to meditate, O God, it will get clearer and clearer unto everyone, dear Father. And my prophet us, Lord. Bless your servant that you have used. We pray, O God of heaven, you lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. The rest of the service tonight is your hand. May you quicken us to pray. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. We thank the Lord for his grace upon us to pray. We believe that he has given us inspiration to pray. We believe that his ears are attentive to our prayers as he has promised. Do you believe you will testify concerning the request you have presented to God? Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe, and you shall have them. That is thus said in Scripture. And it cannot fail. God bless you. Let's sing from 124. Just a closer walk.
Through this world of toss and snare, toil and snare.
Presented those requests, we know you have heard, and we know you are also attending to them, Lord, because your word has promised us that whatsoever we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them, so then shall we have them. Upon this, we stand upon your word that is unmovable, unshakable, that is firm and resolute, to know that you have answered our prayers, and we are in expectation of their manifestation. Until they are manifested, may our faith be strong. Keep doubt and unbelief from our hearts. Give us a positive expectation. Lord, all our thoughts be waiting positive, O God. Thank you, dear Master. Your servant you have used, we ask you bless and replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, we pray that if you be pleased now to you, we are here by Friday. May you gather us, O God, for the Lord's Supper service, Lord, and help us to always come with reverence, with everything that you deserve, to be able to offer an acceptable service unto you. Grant it, King of Glory. We pray, Lord, that you will be with us the rest of the few days this week is remaining. Guide us in all our ways. Watch over travelers, protect them from every evil. Be with workers and business people. Students that still go to school, maybe the summer coach, may you watch over them too. And Lord, bless our going out and coming in. Meet all of us at the point of our knees. Keep us strong and healthy, dear Father. especially one more time we remember your servant, our pastor. Lord, we know you don't do an abandoned work, oh God. Lord, we pray you bring to perfection that which you have started. May you hasten your word and his body to perform it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, all that we have as individuals, families, our needs, we pray you will just grant them unto us as we have presented them. We remember our sister that is expecting. May you, Lord, being that she is overdue, may you work on our system, Lord, that it will respond to normal delivery, to the glory and the honor of your name. Let it be, dear Father. Thank you, King of glory. You brought us safely, take us back home safely. Lord, whichever way we are going, and no matter how short or long our distances are, may your angel guide the way, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus, most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. God willing, on Friday, this is the last week of the month, will be the Lord's Supper. We trust that we'll come in our numbers and come on time. God bless you richly. Brother Tim Ashok just returned today from the United States. He called, though I did not pick the call, but he sent message, chat, WhatsApp message, and sent greetings to both the pastor, ministers, and everybody in the congregation. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Jesus, I never forget, oh, what you've done for me. Jesus, I never forget, oh, how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I never forget, how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I never forget, yes, no, how can I?